join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today, Bishop Herbert Bailey continues with Peace in a Pandemic.
I want to dare you to start speaking peace to situations that need to be calmed. In your marriage, in your home, in your finances, in your body, speak peace. Speak peace. So you got to speak it and declare it. I told y'all, and I meant to work this in last week, so I just came back from, years ago. I was highly stressed. I had a very stressful job and didn't like my job. I was making good money, but didn't like my job. My heart goes out for all of you who hate a job but make good money. That is the worst thing. To be on a job that you hate, but the money's good. Because it takes real faith to say, okay, God doesn't want me to have money. He also wants me to have peace. God just don't want me to have money. He also wants me to enjoy my life. And since I spend more time, okay, nobody says this, but since I spend more time on this job than I do with my wife, since I spend more time on this job than I do with my children, come on, that's just the nature of working jobs. Since I spend more money on this job, then I need to like what I'm doing. So the God kind of job is not a job that just a job that you have good money. It's a job that you have some peace. Oh, I'm stretching your faith now. Because some of you have settled just for money. And true prosperity is inner peace. So you got, come on now. Every now and then you need to have to buy a demon at the office or in the cubicle. Well, not every day. You got to get there an hour before and go into a prayer vigil. I take a thought of every demon up in here today. These folks ain't going to get on my nerves. Swat us, swat oil. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Come on, you just have to go through that all the time. You need another job. So I was stressed. I came home from work and kids, and usually first thing, I come in toys and stuff. Get these toys. Move these toys. Get those shoes. Get out of there. And then, I have all rambunctious boys, and they used to be in the room, have their bunk beds, and they would be like doing WWF, flying off the top bunk, laying on each other. They pushed the door of the house, they pushed the door through the door. Like, it's hard to explain, okay? I told y'all when I came to South Carolina, the first apartment we rented, I asked the woman how much was the deposit. She said, no, oh, well, you only need a $200 deposit. I said, no, you really need more than that. You don't know this belly boy. They gonna tear this place up. And I ain't going to have the money to pay you later. You really need more of a deposit than this, because this $200 ain't going to repair the damage. that would be done by the Bailey boys. And they would be in the room, and I walked in that room one time. I said, I want peace. Peace in this house. I said, peace. Peace in this house. I want peace. And I walked out the room. The Lord said to me, you're the one disturbing the peace. I got revelation. All this shouting, all this hollering wasn't bringing peace. All this hollering and getting emotional and upset and frustrated, I was disturbing the peace. You got to speak peace, not yell peace. Not scream peace. Not argue peace. You have to speak peace out of faith. Secondly, I want you to practice declaring peace over your children. You know, there was a time even during the midst of the social upheaval and all that, I remember one time I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad my children grown. I'm so glad I don't have to make decisions God and children going to school at this time. And Lord said, you know, you got grandchildren, right? So you just can't like check out. You know, your members got children, right? So you just can't check out talking about my children are grown and I don't have to deal with this. No, you got to speak peace over your children, over your seed, and over your seed. I said to one of our members and during this time of Pamela, over the last 6 months, I think we've had at least 3 to 5 new babies that have been born at our church. Not in the church, but you understand. This ain't the delivery room. Y'all understand what I'm saying. Members of our church had two, and one of them I reached out to her. He was on a Zoom call, and I said, "Congratulations!" I said, "You understand, yo?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "We're so concerned about our child. See, like this is the worst time to have a child." I said, "No, this ain't the worst time." I said, "God knows exactly when your child was going to be born. The Bible says He has determined our times and the bounds of our habitation." Can I tell you, if we're living through this time, then there's grace for this time. If we're living in this season, there's grace in this season. If we're living in this season, then there's victory in this season. Well, I wish I had children. No. You had your children when you're supposed to have your children. God has a plan for your children in this generation. So declare peace over your children. Isaiah 54 and 13 says, "And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord." And as a result of you teaching your children of the Lord, Deuteronomy 6 said, "Teach them when you lie down, when you rise up, when you walk, when you sit. All your children shall be taught of the Lord." He said, and then as a result of that, here's the byproduct of teaching your children of the Lord. "And great shall be the peace of your children." Say that with me. Say, "I teach my children of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of my children." So my children having the peace of God is going to require me teaching them the word of God. My daughter, of course, has moved to New York City and being raised here in the South. Some of y'all don't know this, but she, for the first time, she really experienced a culture of people who will tell you, "I ain't see down." See, y'all, I don't mean no harm for you Southerners down here. But down South, everybody's saved. Down South, everybody's saved. Everybody Christian. When have you ever gone to a funeral down South and the preacher didn't automatically talk about all of them going to heaven? Y'all know everybody don't go to heaven. Sometimes we want to check. They love the Lord. They serve God. Wait, open that casket up. Who we talking about? Because that was a hell raiser right there. He didn't serve the Lord. He didn't serve his family. He didn't take care of his kids. You at the wrong funeral, preacher. But for the first time, she came to a culture where people acknowledgedly admit, "No, I ain't saved." People tell, down South, I'm serious. Down South, everybody's saved. Everybody professed to be a Christian. Everybody go to somebody's church, even if they ain't been there in 20 years. They only go for the funeral. Everybody identifies. And so for the first time, she came against a culture where a lot of people don't go to church. And they tell you, "I don't go to church because I'm not a Christian." Here, the non-Christian come. Anyway. And she said, "Dad," she said, "I started realizing," he said, that when they go through trouble, they have nobody to call on. She said, and she said, people were asking me, how is it you can be so calm? How is it that you can be so optimistic? And she said, Dad, I realized that I've been taught faith. Are y'all hearing me? Come on. When you teach your children to trust God, come on, it'll kick in. It'll kick in. If they're on a plane, they're going to call out, Buddha! When they're in trouble, they're going to call Jesus. So we have to make sure that we're teaching our children of the Lord. All your children shall be taught the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Thirdly, you got to make a decision to pursue peace. I want you to make a decision. I'm going to avoid drama and avoid dramatic people. Amen. There are some people that are just full of drama and they're very dramatic people. They ought to have at least a Tony Award or Academy Award, or at least be on a soap opera. I was walking through the TV was just on and nobody was watching it, and I was walking through the living room passing the TV, and I heard da na da na na da na 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 da na 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 na. None, y'all know that. I said, the days of my life still come on. I remember, as sand is in the hour, I wasn't even watching it, but I knew the music. As sand is in the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. I said, that still come on. I found out the other day, a little piece of tidbit information, that Michael B. Jordan and Chadwick Boseman, both of them had played on, some of y'all know because y'all watching it. I didn't know this. Both of them had played on All My Children. They played the same character as Erica Kane's stepson. Go figure. Some people, it's like they're in a soap opera all the time. They always got drama. Can I tell you, you cannot be at peace with people who always got drama in their lives. There's a time you can help, and it's time you got to say, listen, I'll talk to you later. I'll be praying for you. All right. So you're going to have to pursue peace. Psalm 34 and 14, it says, depart from evil. I got several scriptures here on this point. Depart from evil, do good, seek peace and pursue it. Seek peace and pursue it. So if I'm going to have peace, this tranquil state of a soul assured that everything's going to be all right, I can't be around people all the time who don't believe that. People are always talking negative and talking despair and talking we're all going to die and talking we don't know what we're going to do. And talk about all the children, all the youth going to hell in a handbasket. The devil is a lie. My child's not going to hell in the hand or the basket. But if you're around people and all they talk is negative and drama all the time, that stuff will get down on the inside of you. Romans 14, 19. Let us therefore follow after the things that make for peace. Go after things that are going to produce peace. And things wherewith one may edify the other. The New Living Translation, it says, aim for peace in the church. One of the advantages, and, you know, when we're back to regular and normal, you know, our normal crowd and normal services and all that, you know, I've told people, they'll fall out with somebody, get mad with somebody, even get divorced, and, well, I got to leave the church. I said, no. We got multiple services, different sections, different doors. Sometimes I've told people, they come to first service, right? You come to second. Okay. If you can't get along, then maybe you just have to sometimes avoid certain people in certain situations. Y'all follow what I'm saying? He said, follow after things that make for peace. Pursue peace. And so there are some people that, you know, if you go around them, there's going to be drama. If you go around them, you're going to leave feeling worse than you came. I heard Carlton Pearson say many years ago, he said, some people walk in a room and feel like everybody left. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust. I find that scripture funny because I'm going to be a little older tomorrow, my birthday. And I found that with these birthdays, you keep living longer, you don't have to focus and meditate on that scripture too long. Folks, flee youthful lust. You live long enough, youthful lust will flee you. Just keep on living. When you're young, you got to run from the lust. Get a little older, the lust say, don't even bother him. He can't do nothing anyway. Don't even try to tempt him. He can. Y'all laugh. Keep on living. Flee youthful lust, or wait till youthful lust flee you. He said, but follow or pursue righteousness, faith, charity, and what? And peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. He said, you need to get around some people. Hang around some people who are pursuing the same things that you're pursuing. Pursuing righteousness, being right before God. Who are pursuing faith. Who are pursuing walking love. And who are pursuing peace. Now, when I got saved years ago, one of the first things they used to tell us, and we assume everybody's going to know, and they're not going to know. How are you going to know without a preacher? How can you preach except to be sent? But they told us, now that you're saved, you're going to have to change your circle of friends. One of our members, his husband, I led him to the Lord a couple weeks ago over a Zoom meeting. And I'm checking in with him. And I said to him, I said, he was talking about the struggles he had and the things that he was dealing with. And I said, have you changed your friends? He said, huh? I said, no. I said, you said you don't want to do those things anymore. You can't keep hanging around those same people who do those things. If I say I want to stop smoking weed, marijuana, reefer, herb, wood, whatever y'all call it today, then you can't keep hanging around those who always lighten up. And I discovered, and I don't know, people have told me, CJ told me, that the weed today is different than it was years ago. That this stuff will really mess you up. And I can tell, you can tell it's messing these young people up because they start saying, ain't nothing wrong with it. I just feel good. It don't affect my life. Sure, it affects your life. Your brain cells are so damaged, you don't even know they're damaged. He said, so flee youthful lust and pursue. So if I'm going to have peace, if I'm going to have righteousness, if I'm going to be in faith, if I'm going to walk in love, I got to change my circle of friends and get around people who are pursuing the same things. While I'm here, since I'm meddling now, I keep on meddling. One of the things I've even told my married sons, okay, I would tell my married daughter, but I tell married people in general, once you're married, you can't live like you're single. See, single guys and single girls, they can hang out all night and go to run on weekends. No. Once you're married, you got to come home. You can't hang out with all your friends. You can't do the same things that they do and go the same places that they go. They had a different place in life. They have different priorities than you. And the reason why so many marriages break up because somebody's still trying to act single. So you got to change your circle. Get with people who are following and pursuing the same things you are. Next, Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men. Again, pursuing. Follow peace with all men and the holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And boy, now when I came along in the Pentecostal circle, they thought this was for everybody in the whole. This was for that everybody's supposed to leave every other denomination and become holiness and Pentecostal. Because the Bible says, and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Holiness without that. Can I tell you, holiness is not limited to a denomination. As a matter of fact, I'm almost convinced some of the most holy denominations are some of the most unholy denominations. Because sometimes we're so full of outward stuff. And some of the stuff I had to grow and learn. Because I found out that some people crossed the T's and dotting the I's, and some of the women who would never wear a pair of pants and wouldn't wear jewelry and wouldn't wear makeup and wouldn't miss a service and wouldn't miss a prayer meeting are some of the meanest people in the world. And now that I'm old and really know what it means to be a Christian, I don't understand mean Christians. Y'all don't like me now. I do not understand hateful Christian. Everything I read about the word and read about Jesus, I don't understand hate in being a Christian. Hate sin, hate the thing God hates, love the things that God loves. But you can't hate people and be mean and nasty and yelling at people and judgmental on everybody and tell everybody they're going to hell and then wonder why your church only staying 25 people. Jesus, I'm sorry. See, y'all shouldn't be here. I think I'm just talking to my people. I'm talking to the world. This holiness is not talking about external stuff. As a matter of fact, it says holiness without. Okay? This is talking about God having God's peace and righteousness and having his character in us. That's what he wants us to have. He wants us to have his nature, to have his qualities, to have his elements, and reflect him in the earth. He said, and without that, we're not going to see God. And the world's not going to see God because they see God in us. And then Romans 12 and 18. He said, if it be possible, Romans 12, 18, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. There are some people that you're not going to get along with, because they are not getting along with kind of people. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It said it has nothing to do with you. There are some people, just hateful people, who are cantankerous people. There are some people who are just strifeful people. And it doesn't matter what you say or what you do, they're going to have a problem. If you say good morning, well, what's so good about it? Hi, how are you? Oh, you decided to speak to me today, huh? Any of y'all know those kind of people? And so the Bible says, it's possible as much as lies in you. In other words, make sure if there's strife, it's not on your part. Make sure if there's division, that you didn't cause it. Make sure that if there's anger, it's not on your part. He says, pray. He says, if possible as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. So it should be your desire to not cause strife and be peaceful and maintain peace in every situation that you can. And in certain situations, you just got to make up your mind that you're going to leave. Okay? I heard said, no offense to Karen. But if you run into Karen, you can't have strife with Karen. Y'all know who Karen is. Some of y'all know Karen is. When Karen show up at the supermarket, you got to back up from Karen. Karen is what they call the people who just act crazy and go off all the time. Okay, I don't know how they came up with that, Karen. You know, I don't know. You know, but you know what I'm talking about. No offense to Karen. But when you run into people like, I mean, there are certain people you can tell if you say anything, they just waiting. They just wait, and before you know it, you're going to be retracting your testimony. What's retracting your testimony? Retracting your testimony is what you want to let people know that you was a sinner. Okay? People press your buttons and you got to let them, oh no, you don't know me. I know, see, I'm saved now, but you need to know. And for you can tell folks, you need to know, I ain't always been saved. You start retracting your testimony. You need to know, you don't know me. I ain't all, you don't know me. Like, do you want to see the sin of me? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. But let me tell you, I can be an old creature. And I can get out of Christ. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. There's people who just will try to press your button. He says, as much as possible, as like, live peacefully with all men. Make sure it's not on your part. Again, like I said, leave people thinking about their behavior, not your behavior. And let me end with this. And this is a serious one. You got to pray for peace. We need to be praying for the peace of this nation. We need to be praying for the peace of our community. And I'm going to go a little deeper here, because look at Psalms 122 in verse 6 through 8. It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, talking about Jerusalem, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Now, I need y'all to listen to me now. There's an evangelical teaching about this that simply means we're all just supposed to be concerned about Jerusalem and praying for Jerusalem. Because the Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray that there peace be within his walls and prosperity. Well, who is he? This is written to Jewish people. This is the capital of their nation. Are y'all with me here? I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with praying for the peace of Jerusalem, but you can't be praying for the peace of Jerusalem without praying for the peace of the United States. Amen. I'm saying that to all these evangelicals out there who are only concerned about Jerusalem, and we live in here. And there's turmoil here. Pray for the peace of your cities. Pray for the peace of Washington, D.C. Pray for the peace of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Yes, we should pray for Jerusalem, God's people. And we're all God's people who receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. The Bible says, not I said, the Bible says, there is no difference. Oh, yeah, I mess with y'all now.
2020 has seen us face something we have never faced before. Although the world is full of fear over a pandemic, as believers, God has given us the ability to rise above it. In this powerful and timely series, Bishop Herbert Bailey shows us God's promises and how we can walk in them even in the midst of worldwide troubles. Order this series by calling 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for Inner Pandemic. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at @RDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.